Good morning. My name is Elizabeth Dadd. I am a practitioner here at the Center for Spiritual Living Los Angeles, and I welcome you to our pre-service treatment. Reverend John has suggested that we take the summer off from treating so hard for things and to give us some time for pure gratitude and a greater awareness of all the good that is ours here now already. I know I am truly grateful, but sometimes I allow myself to get too busy or distracted to really stay in that mental space where I actually stop and rest and inhabit the peace of mind that comes from knowing and living in truth. Fortunately, treatment is an effective way to get back to that space, and each step of treatment conditions our mind so that we can reconnect to that balance point of inner awareness anytime and at any place. The five steps of treatment are recognition, unification, realization, gratitude, and release. One of my favorite teachers, Paramahansa Yogananda, writes, "Gain strength to rise above distraction by sipping frequently the nectar of inner peace, which is given to you lovingly as you grow silently in self-realization." And please treat with me this morning. Now I know that the greatest gift that I have been given is my conscious awareness, and that tending to this gift is the most important activity in which I can engage. My consciousness deserves my highest attention, for in it lays the truth of my being and the purpose and potential of my life. And so it is with a deep sense of gratitude that I take up the work of spiritual mind treatment this morning and use the steps of which it is comprised to condition my mind and once again bring me to that place of inner peace, equanimity, and right relationship. I recognize that there is one power that is the all and only, the one power that eternally creates and expresses itself through what we can only call the entirety of being, the cosmos, seen and unseen, known and unknown. I recognize this power as the source and the substance of all life. I strive to expand my consciousness to grasp an ever greater awareness of this divine intelligence, which is eternal, limitless, and fully present in every moment, in everything. I recognize this power working as perfect right action at the highest level of existence. I acknowledge that this infinite power operates beyond my present ability to fully comprehend, and yet I affirm my clear knowing that it is one unified whole and that it is all good. I am unified, being one and expressing by means of intelligence and love. I know that which we call God has created all as an expression of itself. I joyfully accept this truth as a description of who I am and why I have shown up. All is one, and this one is expressing right here and now as me. And so I use step two of this treatment to once again reaffirm that I am forever and completely unified with Spirit, that its nature is my nature, that its life is my life, that I am intelligence and love individualized, perfect now and always, whole and complete. I realize in this unified consciousness, I see all things in the light of truth. This is my place of perfect peace, of balance. This is the place that raises me above any distraction, any condition, or any disturbance. This is my point of all power, strength, and potential. And I can return here at and in every moment to sip frequently the nectar of right knowing. Today I decide not to close the door to this place when I end this treatment and open my eyes. Today I make the conscious decision to inhabit this space as the home of my realized self. Here I embody the power to create what I shall create and be who I am. My life is a demonstration of my realization of truth. I am grateful. A consciousness of gratitude conditions my entire mental field. This perspective allows me to live in a state of grace and to experience true peace of mind. I am grateful for all that has been given every step of the way and for the good that meets me at every turn. I am grateful for the spiritual system in which we live and our ability to cooperate with the law of life. I am grateful to experience the self-givingness of Spirit as it expresses through me, thereby allowing me to know the love which is God. I am grateful there is no end to good for me and for everyone. And so I release. It is with this appreciation and acceptance that I now release and let go not only the words of this treatment to law, but I release and let go all thought based in fear. My consciousness is free. It is clear, and it is open to all the possibility of life. This treatment has once again brought me to that place of perfect peace, of right knowing, where only the truth can reside. I will remain here in the truth and let the law do its perfect work to continue to demonstrate the promise and fulfillment of the life divine in and through each and every one of us. And so let us say together, and so it is.